back to the Cattle Menu podcast. I'm Caroline Rose, the founder and CEO of K Rose Company and Cattle Menu. Thank you for joining us on this episode. I'm excited to bring you these conversations each week filled with relatable advice and techniques you can take back to your operation. It's my mission to make sure that we can ranch in the next generation. Make sure and subscribe where you're listening so you never miss a new episode. Welcome to another episode of the Cattle Menu Podcast. I'm your host, Caroline, and I am here with Katie today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to be with you here today.
Why don't you start and just give us a little bit about your background and kind of how you're involved in agriculture and what you guys are up to these days?
Yeah, so my name is Katie Dowson. I live in central Illinois with my husband, Adam, and our two daughters, Claire and Grace. Claire is 3, Grace is 9 months old. So super busy right now on the home front, but as is everybody else. And my husband is a farmer, so I have a few farm wife responsibilities, but nothing super major. My main work area of life is I own a business called Seed Life, and that's also how I am hugely involved in agriculture. It definitely is in multiple aspects of my life, but the biggest portion is owning and running Seed Life, which is a seed business. We sell corn and soybeans, and then we also have started selling our own like private labeled chemicals, biologicals to overtreat on the seed. And so I've kind of had a lot of different areas in life where I was more involved in other areas of agriculture. You know, I judged livestock in high school and college, and I've always showed animals until I couldn't anymore. So kind of have a little bit of everything as far as in my experience, but right now it's farm wife duties and owning Seed Life.
Talk a little bit about the timing of Seed Life. Did that come after you were married to a farmer, before you were married? Talk a little bit about how that all kind of evolved and all started.
So that was before. It was actually a business that I started with the help of my family, tremendous help of my family, back in 2018. I started it pretty much the very beginning of 2018. And it was kind of in the works before that, but like officially an LLC and all those things set up, that was in 2018. And then I met my husband later on, actually, in 2018. So that was quite the year for me, for sure. But yeah, that was before. And Seed Life's kind of with my family. I always have people ask on social media what my husband's responsibility is in Seed Life or if he's involved. And he's really not. Like, he's just kind of my husband, my partner, and he's here for support and help anytime I need it. He's came here to pull out a few semis and those kind of fun things. But it's pretty much me and my family that started and run Seed Life.
What makes Seed Life kind of different than other seed companies on the market or other people in this space?
So I think the biggest thing, and it's something that I spend a lot of time focusing on, and that is just doing the little things and letting farmers know that we care. A lot of things within agriculture have gotten super corporate, especially on the seed side of things. And I feel like our customers really appreciate that, you know, we just have that family feel about us and we take the time and make it a point in our business to do the little things. Like this last year, I sent out a package every month to our customers, just little things, just to let them know like what we're up to at Seed Life. Good luck with their planting, growing season, whatever. We just try to do the little things and really make sure everybody knows that this is a family-owned, family-ran business.
So I am not a farmer. We farm with our checkbook, which is something my dad has always said. He grew up farming and did not enjoy it. And so he just made our operation ranch only. And so this is a very fascinating aspect because I was actually on a podcast the other day and they were talking about how the level, so farmers and ranchers on like the beginning level, not beginning, but like start of the cycle are starting to really share on social media. And they mentioned how the next level, so companies like yours, are also starting to share and they were looking forward to kind of the whole thing happening, right? So all the way in the sharing. They talked about like elevators and how they can start to share on social media. And I know social media plays a big role in what you do. And so talk a little bit about how you've used social media. And it seems as if you're kind of one of the only ones in your industry talking on social media from the seed perspective. So talk a little bit about what that looks like and how you've kind of incorporated social media into your business and into your guys' life.
Yes. So social media is definitely a big part of my life, and anyone listening that knows me would know that as well. So I have done the most promotion, spent the most time on Instagram and Facebook. We do a little bit of Twitter, not much, a little bit of TikTok, not much, but those are just big aspects of my business. And I think, so I have an Instagram account personally that I try to grow to just show entrepreneur life, mom life, farm wife life, like whatever I may be doing in that season, seed life life, like I kind of share it all. And that has grown really well. It's kind of something that I just let grow organically. I don't pay for followers or like do anything like that. Like I just am myself and real. And people have really liked that transparency. And then I also have Seed Life's pages as well, of course. And what I always have focused on social media from the very beginning of Seed Life, because, you know, when we first started, obviously, we didn't just have a lot of money to throw at marketing and advertising and all those things. So I was really big on how can I push this on social media, because social media is free advertising, right? I never paid for ads. It was just kind of like friends helping like, share all the things, you know, that help on social media. And that has been very wildly accepted, I feel like. We don't have necessarily like a lot of followers on Seed Life's page, but the ones that we do are very dedicated and love what we're doing. They love seeing what we're doing around here. And yeah, I would say like there's definitely other seed businesses that share on social media, but they're typically the bigger like corporations. And it's not really like down to earth, like here's what we're doing type posting. It's very graphics and very like they have to kind of stay like in their exact rules and regulations. And I guess for me, I think a lot of people like we kind of show like what we're doing here and how treating works and kind of show them the actual stuff going on here. And that's, like I said, it's been very well accepted. And I love doing it. And I think it's really helped grow our business. And over the years, things have kind of changed and evolved. And, you know, now we have like an apparel line. And that has grown because of social media too. Just so many people that want to support agriculture or support farmers, but they don't really necessarily know how. They're buying apparel from me and just, like I said, supporting agriculture. And that has been a really good marketing tool for us and like helping get our brand out there. So I spend, now that Seed Life has grown a little bit more and I can kind of spend more time doing the things that I love in this business, those are definitely like my main focus is social media and marketing and advertising and getting the brand out there. That has definitely been a key component into our growth.
It seems to me as if the seed sales reps that I know, you're right, work for a lot of corporate companies, and that really changes what they can market. We see that in all corporations, right? They kind of have this lane of how they can talk about their products and what they can share on social media and all of that. And so talk a little bit about how you guys have evolved. You mentioned some changes and, you know, starting to share on social media. So kind of look back to 2018 compared to today. Like, how has your business evolved and grown, but also how have you seen the industry evolve and grown?
There's been a lot of changes, especially on the seed, on that side of agriculture. And so just for Seed Life specifically, you know, starting back in 2018, I had one employee that I hired. His name was Brian, and he's still with us today. He runs our southern location. And so in 2018, we had myself and Brian. I was not on payroll. I just felt like I couldn't afford to pay myself yet. I wanted to put more money back into Seed Life to get it rolling. And so it was just us two with one location. And now, fast forward 6 years, we have two actual physical locations, but we have dealers across 4 or 5 different states. And I have over 10 employees on payroll. And I now officially do pay myself that happened 2 or 3 years ago. I probably waited a little bit too long, but I'm just like that. I had other like side gigs that I was doing that I was comfortable living off of. Then when we start having kids and stuff, I was like, okay, I probably should make sure that I'm paying myself good enough. And so, yeah, I mean, things have just changed. We've grown 2 locations. When we first started, we didn't have our apparel line. That's been super awesome to watch that blossom. You know, in the beginning, it was just me in our conference room heat pressing my own hoodies for people that weren't the best quality, but they were made with love. And now everything is made out of Seed Life at a big corporate company that does extremely good screen printing. And so I don't have to do any of that anymore. I just get to ship it out to all of our customers nationwide, a few different countries as well. And so that's been pretty fun for me. I feel like a lot of the things that I do here at Seed Life, I don't get to be super, super creative. And so I think like that apparel stuff has allowed me to be a little more creative and like kind of do a little bit just some stuff that I've always loved, but I didn't know how it would fit into my business. So that's how Seed Life has personally grown and evolved. Of course, there's many more details and I can go into whatever you want me to, but that's kind of how we have changed over the last almost, it'll be 6 years in May, officially, like I said. And then agriculture, so the Seed Life, like seed as a whole, you know, it is constantly changing. You know, there's big corporate companies that are buying out other companies. I mean, you obviously have your two big ones, which are Bayer and Corteva. And we sell New Tech Seed, which is under the Corteva company. And we love Corteva. It's American. Everything's in America, American owned. We love that about Corteva. Their seed quality, seed health, everything is super, super good from them. And so we know that we will stick with their genetics as we're selling seed. But those two companies, you know, own most everything now. And yes, there's still some independents like Bex. You know, Bex is an incredible company. I always am inspired by them. That's a company that I love following on social media because they're still family owned and they do a lot of really, really cool things as well. And like I said, there's other companies that aren't under those two umbrellas, but you know, we're just seeing a lot of things become extremely corporate.
We are so excited to bring you Cattlemen U merch. This, our first merch drop, is centered around our mission of supporting the beef industry and the women in it. You can never have enough graphic tees or crew necks, whether you're out working cattle or in the field or running errands. You can grab the perfect piece to add to your closet now. Shop today at cattlemenulive.com/store.
You talked about a few things that I want to hit on. The number one, that just as you were talking about your business growing, it's incredible what you've done in 6 years. But the question that kept coming up is kind of how do you do it all? And I know we hate to have that question asked, right? Like, how do you juggle? How do you balance? But there are some realistic expectations of time when you are a farm wife, you're a mother, you're a business owner, and you're also managing employees and team members. And I think sometimes it's just knowing all of that and trying to figure out how you make that work could give others an idea about some things that they could implement in their life to help them kind of feel like they're juggling it all.
Yeah. So, well, thank you very much for the compliment and just the growing business. I don't do it alone. And so that's the key thing right there. Is I've never done it alone. In the beginning, it was a lot more just me per se. But like I said, I've always had Brian from the beginning, and hiring key people to help grow this business has been the number one thing for me, because you can hire one bad person and they can do a lot of damage to your business. And so for me, I've just always strived. We've had a couple people that haven't worked out, like I won't lie, but tried to still leave it on good terms. And I think that's the biggest thing for me that's helped the business grow, is just really praying about the right people coming into Seed Life's world and giving them a job that fits them. As far as the word balancing and like making it all work, for me, that's been really hard because I am a type A Enneagram 3 person. I like to do things right. I have checklists. I check them off. And for me to not give everything 100% is just, it blows my mind if I can't do it those days. And so as I've had, I think children was definitely the biggest change for me, because before kids, I kind of felt like I could pretty well manage it. And I probably wasn't managing it well. I was probably working too much, but I definitely noticed it's harder to find that word balance once kids are in the mix. And so kind of what I've always had to focus on is I just have different times of year that life's a little bit more balanced, and different times of year where it's just really not. Like, that's just the way it's going to be. You know, like you said, there's times of the year that I'm really busy with the kids and just being a wife, be it spring and fall. Fall especially, fall is extremely hard for me. And then Seed Life's busy season is right now, just from January 1st to June 1st. Those 5 months are just insane for me. And so I was really hard on myself, I feel like, in the beginning, because I just wanted to do everything perfect and everything as good as I possibly could anyways. And I've just kind of got to the point where I've had to tell myself, this time of year, like, the kids are going to have to go to be babysat 4 days a week. Like, you're not going to get to be with them every day like you would love to. I don't feel like I've figured out balance per se, you know, but I've just figured out that I just kind of live in seasons, whether it's in the farm wife life or whether it's Seed Life with my girls. It's just like I have times of year where I'm really focused on Seed Life. And times of year where I'm really focused on other things. Obviously, my kids and home life always come first. So if they're sick or whatever, you know, I'm staying home with them and like doing those responsibilities first. I've just had to learn to be a little less hard on myself, because it really is hard to do it all as a business owner and to be a good one. Now, I feel like in the beginning that was a little harder, as far as just, it was just me, right? It was just me. And then Brian was kind of doing like the treating side of things. And obviously I was still treating with him. And as the business has grown, I've been able to hire people that have been able to take some of those loads off of my shoulders. I used to have to do all the bookwork and help treat Seed and help ship swag and help, you know, run the social media pages. And well, I mean, right there in itself, those are 4 or 5 full-time jobs at any other business. You know, doing them all in the beginning was a little stressful, but I, you know, I've kind of gotten to the point where I have people that are doing the bookwork for me, and I have guys out in the warehouse that run everything back there for me now. And so it's like I can be up here on my computer or on my phone doing social media, and then yeah, managing people. Yeah, that's a hard one too. And you know, we still are very small, obviously. And that's one thing that I do hope to hire next, is just kind of I don't really want to say like an HR person, but someone to just kind of help me take off some of the team management. I can't spend my whole day talking to 10 to 15 different people all day, or I'll never get everything I need to get done. So I kind of need some bigger managers where they can come to me when there's a little more pressing things and that stuff, but growing pains.
I think team management is really hard, and it's one of those things that I'm an Enneagram 8, and so I'm, you know, big visionary, and I love the people on our team, and I love, you know, helping them and encouraging them and kind of knowing what's going on. But I agree. Sometimes it's like, if I spend my whole day managing team members, then I don't ever get to do the stuff that actually brings in revenue. And so I completely understand that pull. And I also think, too, that no one really teaches you how to manage a team. I mean, especially when you start a business, right? They're talking about lowering expenses, making more money, marketing, but there's not a ton of initial team training. And that is one of the hardest parts, I think, of having a company. One of the most rewarding, but also a really challenging piece.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And I will say, like, that's not my strong suit. I'm definitely willing to admit, like, areas where I'm weak and areas where I feel like I do a little bit better. And that's definitely one thing that I will say that I just struggle with. I think it's mainly because I want everybody to think that they can come to me and ask me things, you know. But just like last week, I had an employee text me and was like, we're out of paper towels. And I'm like, you have a company credit card, like, go get the paper towels. And I said that to him. I'm like, hey, like, you can totally handle that. Like, that's obviously something you can put on the company credit card. But it's just like, when you're a business owner, I think that's the hardest thing. But yeah, it's also one of those things that I like have a really hard time like giving up control of too, because it's like, I like everybody feeling like they can come to me and ask for help. And, you know, I used to just be the one to just go order that and get it done. So like I said, that just goes back to like making sure when I do hire those managers that'll kind of work with me and they'll take care of the people that I do a good job finding. I think when you own your own business and you've had that weight of of how am I going to make this work? How am I going to hopefully just break even, you know, like those first couple years, you just put so much pressure on you and you become like such almost like a control freak. And I think being controlling has its advantages too, but that's kind of hard for me as well. Like as we grow our team is just giving up some of those areas that I used to do, but knowing that my time is better spent somewhere else.
One of the things you talked about was seasons. And I think employee management happens in seasons too, right? It will feel like it's great for a minute and then you kind of hit a rougher season. But one of the things I see on social media is everyone talks about seasons, but it can feel as if seasons are unending. So is there anything you tell yourself? Is there anything you kind of mark on your calendar? Is there anything you do to really give your mind and body this like knowledge that this season is going to come to an end? The busy season is gonna end, and then I can kind of shift my focus versus feeling like you're always going to be in this kind of hustle stage. Your kids are always going to be at daycare or childcare. Is there anything you do to help with those seasons feeling like they have an end point?
So I feel like I do have a little bit of a different perspective on that. So I am definitely someone that actually kind of thrives on, I'm definitely a busybody. If you've been around me, I don't really sit still. And I kind of like to go, 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 do, 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 which is sometimes not a strong suit, but I don't mind the busy seasons. But yes, I have to. So the biggest thing for me for just like mental health and like knowing that I'm going to get through this season, being the best version of myself to all the people around me, is just establishing good habits to get me through those seasons. And so for me, even during my craziest time of year, and some people just think it's wild, but like I don't work on Fridays. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I have some people that phone calls will come through just for work purposes if there is an emergency or something. But I take Fridays off and I spend them with my girls. And so to get me through the week, kind of like you're saying, I always tell myself Friday's coming, you know, like I get to spend that whole day like with my girls, and then I get a 3-day weekend with them every weekend. And so that's kind of what I tell myself when I'm feeling the craziness, I'm feeling the heaviness of busy season and just everybody relying on me. Like I always tell myself, Friday's coming. I'm going to get that day, quote unquote, off. You know, as a business owner, you're never off, but I look forward to that day. And then, like I said, with the establishing habits, it's just big for me to wake up at 5 a.m. every day and like get my workout in and get an hour to myself. For me, if I don't get that hour to hour and a half to myself, the rest of my day is just pretty much in my mind trash, because the rest of my day, I'm either being a mom, being a wife, being a business owner, being an employer, I'm always managing someone. And that's what gets super heavy for me, is it's just like, when do I get 5 minutes to myself? So I notice on the days that I don't get to like read my Bible and work out in the mornings and just like spend a little bit of quiet time by myself, those are the days that I get to feeling really heavy and like, oh my gosh, this is too much. So I think figuring out like a good routine for you, I have to do that every morning. And then I know that my day is so much, so much better. We've just established some things at Seed Life from the beginning of being a family-owned business. We're done at 4 o'clock. Yeah, there's some days that we may have to go to 5 or 6 o'clock. Semis coming in late. It's very rare. Most of us are out of here by 4, and that's the way I want it to be. I don't want to overwork my team, and I want them to put their family first too. But we can't claim to be a family business if we're not involved in the families. That's been a big thing for me, and I think like just establishing those rules from the very beginning has been super good for our business.
Are you looking for a way to make positive steps towards your goals and have a community to support you on your journey? The Cattlemen U Collective is our revamped online membership community for ranch women to connect and learn ranch skills. We will be covering our six pillar topics, money, cattle, relationships, home, faith, and cooking each month. The collective is perfect for the ranch woman who is yearning for community that will meet her where she's at and challenge her to reach new, bigger goals. You can join as a monthly member today at the link down below.
Yeah, I love that concept of not working on Fridays. That does help the busy season feel a little bit more manageable. Because it can feel like you're working constantly and you are not getting a break because Friday turns into Saturday, which can turn into Sunday. And so it just can continue all the time. So I love that rhythm that you have. I also think that waking up early, it's really easy to think about, but it is such a good concept to just be able to be alone and kind of start a morning routine. And I know I don't have kids yet, but I am guilty of just waking up and wanting to start right at work because it's what I love. And I know there are things that need to get done, but I do think we're more creative and we're better bosses when we take 5 minutes or an hour or 30 minutes, whatever it takes to just kind of settle ourselves and get ourselves grounded and read our Bible or work out or even just drink coffee while sitting in a comfy chair. So I think all of those little habits are really important.
They really are. And sometimes it's like everybody asks me how I do that. Like, how do I get up and start my day like that and then work hard all day long? Once you get into a habit, like you just have to start small. But like once you get into that habit, it's like you crave it. Because then when you don't get it, you notice a huge difference in your day and your mindset for your day and just like the flow of your day. And for me, it's just, like it was hard that first couple weeks to get in the habit. But now it's part of my routine. And I'll sleep in a little bit on the weekends, but Monday through Thursday, I'm up at 5 a.m. And doesn't matter if the girls have woken up multiple times in the night, like I just try to get that time for myself because it's been a game changer for my days.
I love that. What is next for Seed Life and your guys' kind of family?
So we actually have a lot coming down the pipe. I actually have a really big meeting tomorrow that I'm super excited about. And hopefully I can share what's going on in that meeting here in the next few weeks on social media. We are right now just really focused on having more dealers on board and just being able to spread out in the Midwest. You know, like obviously we're very heavy in Illinois and we have a salesman in Indiana, and then, you know, we sell down in Kentucky, Missouri, Iowa, but you know, we just got a dealer up in Michigan and I would love to get one in like Minnesota and Nebraska and just in, you know, multiples in those states if we could. So I think like that's our biggest thing right now is just getting dealers on board and like helping us grow our brand, right? Because there's so many people obviously out there that don't know who Seed Life is or what we're doing. And although we're doing our best to educate everyone, there's obviously still a lot of people that don't know who we are. And then we also, like I said in the very, very beginning, we now have biologicals, Seed Life Armor C and Armor SB, which is like a top graphite product that they put on the seed that just feeds and gives nourishment to the plant throughout its entire life. And so private labeling those and kind of owning that, we're spending a lot of time pushing those. And so just getting those out to more and more farmers is a really cool thing. And that's what I like about Seed Life too, is like, we're not tied to any brand. It's like, sure, we sell New Tech seed, but we are first come Seed Life. And so like why we like our armor products is because we can work with any seed that a farmer plants. Like, they don't have to plant what we sell. A quote I've always said is like, we just want to make your best better. And so that's my favorite thing about Seed Life. And what also differentiates us is just, we don't have to just sell to a specific farmer. Like, we can sell to any of them through these armor products.
This is kind of a question that you might say doesn't really apply, but do you ever feel like you're a woman in a man's world?
Yes. Yeah. 100%. I don't think that's ever going to change as much as that like pains me to say. I think that it gets better from certain aspects, but then I also think it gets worse in other aspects. I'm definitely a woman in a man's world, but there is a lot of women that are starting to work in this world or have worked in this world for a long time and have kind of paved the way for all of us. And that's a part of my goal during the day is just sharing what I'm doing so that other women are confident to do what I'm doing or to even work with Seed Life. And honestly, Seed Life is very heavy with women that we've employed. And it's not because I only hire women, like I hire men too, but I have a lot of women that just reach out to me and love what I'm doing and just want to be a part of it, but never have felt like they've had the right opportunity. So yeah, I mean, I think that's a for sure thing. And if anyone said that it wasn't, they would definitely be lying. But we just deal with it. And the way I've grown my business is if there's people that don't respect that or don't like that, then they're not a fit for us. And so I have a lot of, you know, I did another podcast or a coffee chat thing a couple months ago, and someone was just like, how do you deal with like being a woman in ag and just the people, the naysayers and the people that are negative, or when you go to a sales meeting and they just harass you with questions just to see if you're intelligent enough to work with their farm. And, you know, I've been put through a lot, I would say. I've, you know, when I start feeling that way or I start feeling that someone is intruding on things that I put value in, I just don't work with them. And there, you know, for every one person that treats me lesser, there are 10 people that want to support me because I am a woman and a woman-owned business. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something I deal with, but roll with the punches, right?
Absolutely. Okay, perfect. Let's get into the rapid fire questions. The first is, what is your favorite kind of steak and how do you like to cook it?
Favorite kind of steak is easily a ribeye, and I like it straight up medium if they're going to cook it medium. Usually I order medium rare because it comes out how I like it.
Absolutely. What is an ag industry topic you think needs talked about in the mainstream media more often?
I don't know. There's so many that come to mind. I don't feel like I can answer that one good enough.
That's okay. Do you want to list a couple?
So I would say the two biggest things, a couple of them come to mind for me, and I would just say a couple things that like specifically affect Seed Life. And one would be the women in ag thing that we just talked about. And not that we necessarily need to like shine any more light on us per se. I think just talking about it more in a way that like, get out there and do your thing. You know, like I don't think it needs like any more light shown on it for like attention, but just more so like, this is real and let's not make it like that for them kind of discussions. And then like another thing that I really wish was talked about more is that corporation thing. Like we're not, you know, like we have a lot of companies that kind of promote this family feel or, you know, doing these things, but it's not actually the reality. So I think like talking about what, you know, a little bit more on the corporations versus family owned would be a super good thing. And that's why I always focus on educating people on that.
Perfect. Those are great topics. Okay. What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
The best piece of advice I've ever been given is kind of what we talked about earlier. It's just like life does come in seasons a little bit, and you're going to have times of your life where your focuses change, and that's okay. I think that sometimes we get so caught up in growth or doing that next thing. Or, you know, I know for me specifically, I've always been someone that's been really bad about being like, okay, what's next? And just having someone to tell me, live a little bit more in the moment and don't focus so much on what's next. Life kind of comes and goes in seasons. And I don't really think I realized that until I had kids. And that's definitely when I've been able to, my eyes have been open and I've just been like, all right, these things will come and go. But yeah, my biggest advice has just been to enjoy enjoy whatever season you're in.
Perfect. And the last one, which is kind of fun, what is your non-career dream job?
My non-career dream job would be to start a coffee shop.
Ditto. I always think that would be so fun to just make espressos and learn how to do the fancy tops and everything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't even know that I'd be good at that. I probably want to hire someone to do that job, but I feel like once you start a business, you want to start like every business. And whenever I see a coffee shop, I'm always like, I want to start a coffee shop. So
yes, that's always my backup plan. I always tell my husband, if things go south, I can just go get a job at Starbucks.
Right. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has been a great conversation. We love what you're doing and watching what you're talking about on social media. So thank you so much for taking time to chat with us today. And I'll be sure to put all of your social handles, everything like that, in the show notes so people can follow along.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks again for listening to the Cattleman U podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. We are thankful to have you in your community. Like always, remember, the grass is greener where you water it.